Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Hey, it was exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, say, we're keeping right abreast of things.
Well, there we have the opening gun of the campaign, and good luck to Senator Grassnapes.
You know, it's very seldom in this transcribed program that we have the opportunity to interview a baby opossum.
Now, in case you think our claim is preposterous, we now introduce Professor Tattersall Westcott of the University of Virginia.
I've been a student of radio since 1921, or thereabouts, when the first broadcast from a Yankee station was made. I've never in my existence and career as a Southern gentleman and scholar heard anyone on the radio interview a baby opossum.
I think that very clearly corroborates our statement. Thank you, Professor Westcott, for your unbiased opinion. And now to Corby Loftus as he spins the platters and makes the chatters.
Hello there, spinner winners. You got your thinking caps on today? You have, huh? Good. For the first 324 people who can identify this next recording, 1.5 gallons of loose maple syrup. Here we go.
Well, thank you, Corby Loftus, for that amusing recorded interlude. That Corby is a dinger, isn't he, guys and gals? And now an announcement from Ham, the ham that is spelled H-A-M.
Housewives, have you ever wanted a ham that was just plain ham? No gritlings, no fornicus, no joblings, just plain ham. If you have, and we all do, just ask your grocer for Ham.
That's spelled H-A-M.
Ham is the registered trademark of the Thurston B. Ham Company of Omaha, Nebraska, makers of ham.
No gritlings, no fornicus, no joblings, just plain ham.
Look for the mauve label on the phony plated gold can.
That's spelled M-A-U-V-E.
Also spelled C-A-N.
And now back to Corby Loftus as he spins the platters and makes the challenge.
Hello, spinner winners. Have you got your thinking caps on today? You have, huh? Good. Now for the first 13 listeners who can identify the next recording, a can of crushed pineapple that was crushed by a Gosnold 10-ton truck. Try it and buy it. 25 miles to the gallon of alcohol. Gosnold trucks. Now here we go. Listen and glisten and ride tonight.
What was the name of that number? Are you kidding? And now a word from Russell, spelled R-U-S-T-L-E, the Hawaiian grass skirt that really rustles.
Okinoki halua, okinoki hasta luego. Okanafi abalone, kaolana kiwinono, fui fui, regent fu 0738. Ask for Chiquita.
Thank you, Chester Hasbrook. And now back to the Radio City Music Hall.
And as the revolving stage slowly sinks.
Well, I've never heard such goings on. You boys are filled with it today, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we haven't done any radio for such a long time.
Man,
one of those record
shows. I recognized Beautiful Dreamer, I think, on the first one.
Yeah, that was in there.
The second one, I don't believe I've ever heard before.
Oh, Aloha, Nuwani.
No, I don't mean that.
Bolonoko in Hawaii.
I don't know that either, Bob. What was the second song that Polly played?
Well, was it Missouri Waltz?
No, it wasn't that. I recognize that.
I don't think he knows.
I don't think it was a thing. I think it was just a doodle.
Howdy, Bob and Ray. Howdy, Paul Taubman. Mary Magoon.
Well,
I'm
hello
your producer,
there, Paul.
Ken McGregor.
Are you Paul Taubman?
No, I'm Tex.
I didn't recognize.
Here, I'll take this mask off. Oh, I'm not wearing a mask.
Oh, Tex, you're full of the dickens.
You fellers wouldn't have any place for a Western disc jockey in your work, would you?
I suppose we could, but we're only on for 15
but
minutes.
Maybe I could dig up some Ray Whitley records.
Sure, Ray
maybe
Whitley would
be good.
Maybe
some Denver Darlin sides.
How about Ernest C. Tenney?
Ernest C. Tenney would be good.
Those are good ones.
We could make up a Western show.
Well, you see, Tex, the thing here is we only have 15 minutes, and to take time out for a disc jockey would practically consume all the allotted time.
I suppose you're right, and of course, what you're doing is pretty valuable.
Oh, I don't know what you mean by
that,
boy.
Please? No, I mean it. I think you fellas are adding a great deal to the radio picture in America today.
Well, here, Tex, let's imagine now that the trio here is a record, let's say, and it's a Western record.
All right.
Now, and we hired you as a Western disc jockey. Why don't you take the song they're going to play, introduce it, and let's see how it would sound. Kind of have an audition on the air, so to speak.
What'd you say, Ray? I wasn't listening.
Oh, I can't go through that again. Now, will you go ahead? Let's see how you do it.
All right, here's Paul Tellman and his Men of the Sage.
No, wait a minute.
Like
working
that?
For you. Got to get that first.
Here's Paul Tellman and the trio are working for you out of shoot number 7 on Spitfire, playing A Kiss to Build a Dream On. Sagebrush Serenaders with I Have a Ranch House in Heaven, so be careful when you step out the front door.
Well, I know, but now look, the Sagebrush Serenaders, you sure
they won't
that's
like
not
you.
Used by
Oh,
some?
Are they using that? I didn't know.
I'm afraid so, Tech.
You well, can... I'll think up some more stuff for your Western show.
How about the Mesquite Melodeers?
Mesquite Melodeers would be good.
I think something like that would be all right. Well, it didn't sound too bad at
Paul
that.
Paul Talman and his musical maces.
All right, Tex, will you
or
please
messes.
Move over now, please?
A
we
mess.
Have
a musical mess.
An interview coming in here.
Right.
Will you come over here, sir, and sit down, please?
Yeah.
Now, may I have your name, please?
You just said it. My name is Please.
Mr. Please, I assume you are used to being interviewed on radio programs.
I'm used to it, yeah.
May I ask your full name?
Pretty, Please.
Oh, cut it out. What is your name?
When really? I was a baby, I was Pretty.
Well, do you prefer to be called Pretty or Please?
Sam.
Well, all right, Sam. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I have been on several radio programs, and I have friends in radio circles, and I consider myself quite microphone wise.
I see. And what is your occupation, Mr. Please?
I'm a radio contestant.
Who wrote Gray's Elegy in a Country Churchyard?
Gray.
Correct. What do the words supermarket A&P stand for?
Atlantic and Photographic.
Correct. Who's Winston Churchill?
Who?
Winston Churchill.
Vice President of England.
Correct. And now, one last question.
I wasn't
question.
Sure about that last one.
How do you feel?
Fine.
Congratulations, Harvey J. Wismer of Wiscasset, Rhode Island, for your selection of the All-American football team.
We've been asked to bring you the following message by the Metropolitan Gas Company.
This is a Bob and Ray public service.
If the gas mains in your area are still giving electricity, this is a mistake.
This is a Bob and Ray public service.
The Greater Metropolitan Gas Company sells only gas. It does not sell electricity.
If you turn on your gas stove and get a shock, something is ozgaloused.
This is a Bob and Ray public service.
If you turn on your floor lamp and the steak starts broiling in the electric oven, nature is being reversed.
This is a Bob and Ray public service.
The Greater Metropolitan Gas Company sells only gas.
If you push the button in your electric refrigerator and you get Brahms' Lullaby, you should be in pictures.
Vitamins are your best food.
Christmas is just around the corner.
A friend is your best friend.
My first exclusive. Well, I think right now we should have a word for education, don't you?
Say, have you written in for your Bob and Ray diploma?
You heard about the Bob and Ray diploma?
Do you know that you can get the equivalent of a college education by listening to the Bob and Ray program?
Or if your listening is hampered by occupational hazards, such as having to work for a living, and you can listen in only part-time, you can get the equivalent of a high school education.
Or if you can't listen at all, and you merely hear reports by word of mouth from your relatives, in-laws, friends, or loved ones, you can obtain the equivalent of a grammar school education.
Did you?
You didn't?
Well, you can.
And not only that, but you can obtain a genuine diploma complete with seals, signatures, authentic lettering, and fly specs.
Just write to Bob and Ray, NBC, New York 20, New York, and say how long you've been listening to our program.
We will read your letter, if it's in English, and decide what degree you will receive, AB, MA, or PhD.
No TVs awarded until this color situation is settled.
Now, if you want a real, genuine diploma certifying that you've listened to the Bob and Ray program for so long, just send the detail to B&R, NBC, New York 20, New York, and say, I want to be educated. Send me my diploma.
Don't send any money. This is on the house.
And don't send vegetables.
Just send proof which shows, beyond doubt, that you are a Bob and Ray regular listener, and you'll receive a Bob and Ray diploma.
Boy, are we magnanimous. Well, nicely done, boy. And now we have a rather unusual event about to take place on our program. It's not very well known, but the Bob and Ray Junior Science Foundation each year chooses the lad in the USA who has invented or conceived the most unusual scientific achievement. Today, that lad is here. And to present the award, I introduce Professor Herkimer Flexner.
Yeah, well, how do you do? This is an auspicious occasion, and I'm very happy to be here to lend my weight to the occasion. I now take great pleasure in introducing Rodney Forbush, age 14, of Limpet, Ohio. How do you feel, Rodney?
Oh, gee, I feel great.
You came all the way from Limpet, Ohio, is that right?
Oh, gee, yes, sir.
How did you come here?
I flew.
Which airline did you use?
Oh, I didn't use an airline. I used wings.
Would you repeat that, please?
I used wings. I made them myself, Professor.
Ah, that's a remarkable boy. Now, Rodney, I want you to tell us about your invention, your scientific achievement.
Well, sir, excuse me, sir, do I seem too enthusiastic?
Well, you are full of vim and vigor, but that's good for a boy.
Yes, sir. I'm just bubbling over with ideas. Well, sir, ever since I was a baby, I've been drinking frozen orange juice.
Ah, so that's good for you.
So, after drinking frozen orange juice all my 14 years, the idea came to me that I should analyze it. Maybe I could bring it out in another form.
Ah, bring out orange juice in another form?
Yes, sir. So I analyzed it and found out what constituted frozen orange juice.
Yeah, go on.
Then I unfroze it, and I put it into little solid pieces I call segments.
Yeah.
Then I put a white skin around each section, and then I put the segments together in a round shape, well, like a baseball. And then around the ball, I put a skin for a cover to protect it.
Hey, that sounds good.
You see, my idea is to sell these balls by the dozen.
Good, good. And what are you going to call them?
I'm going to call them oranges.
Well, scientific discovery.
Just about up for you fellas.
Well, that was kind of a scientific discovery. A twist, in a way, Mary.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.